You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you. And I am joined by one of the 2017 One Beat Fellows,
Raihan Sujatut.
And he is from Indonesia.
He is one of the 25 music fellows performing tonight with One Beat. They're going to be performing here at the Center for the Arts. There's a meet and greet with the artist at 6 p.m. and then the show's at 7:30. Tickets are available at the Center for the Arts box office. They're $18 and $10 for students.
Raihan, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome, Brendan. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, can you tell our listeners a little bit about where you're from in Indonesia?
Okay, originally born and raised in Bandung. It's a West Java province. And I was born in 1990. And I'm a musician, also a full-time musician. And I'm a national musicologist also. And in 2018, I'm continuing my study to take master's in Monash University.
Yeah, and what's the name of that beautiful instrument that you play? I've listened to it a little bit and seen pictures.
Sure. It's called Sape, S-A-P-E. It's originally from Kalimantan, one of the biggest islands from Indonesia. And I'm not originally from Kalimantan, but I discovered and observed about a lot of many instruments from Indonesia. And one of the instruments is called Sape, which is amazed me and makes me interest to study and observe about the culture, especially of Kalimantan. And the past two years ago, so I discovered about a lot of culture from Kalimantan, and my friend introduced me to that instrument, and I think that it was a beautiful instrument. It has a lot of frequencies and a lot of tunes which you can hear from the instrument, and so that's why I told my friend who is an instrument builder to make custom sape which is suitable for my needs. So it's about 8 months ago the sape was built, and I can play it with mine wherever I go.
And it looks like you've been kind of teaching some of the other One Beat fellows how to play the sape.
Oh yeah, because my friend Yushin or Sayun, which is really interested with that kind of instrument, also many fellows. So I teach them how to play sape and how to make an harmonics with that kind of thing, because I combine two instruments in that kind of sape, which is a kecapi. Kecapi is a pluck instrument also from Sundanese tribe, and sape is from Kalimantan. So I combine that instrument in one of the instruments, so I capable to play kecapi and also play sape in one instrument as well.
And have you picked up on any new skills being at One Beat? Have you learned anything from the other fellows that you didn't know before?
Oh yeah, sure. There's a lot of interesting things. For example, Gumbri, it's from Morocco. One of my friends played it, and I learned it so well and so good. And also one of my friends from Colombia called Joana Amaya, she plays interesting percussion and mixed with a drum and percussion. I think it's really interesting to see a lot of talents and talented people from around the world in one place, you know, so we can learn a lot of things from them, and also we can observe and know their culture in many parts of the world, because this is the chance to talk and to discuss a lot of things, for example, not only music, but also politics, climates, and everything, or what happened in their country. So it's really amazing experience for me as well.
If you're just tuning in, I am on the line with one of the One Beat Global Music Fellows. This is Raihan. He is from Indonesia. He plays the sape, and he's going to be one of the 25 music fellows from 17 different countries that's going to be performing tonight here at the Center for the Arts with One Beat. That's going to be a meet and greet with the artist at 6 p.m. here at the lobby, and then the show is at 7:30. Tickets are $18 and $10 for students and available at the Center for the Arts box office.
How is it to be one of the only artists from, or I think maybe the only artist from Southern Asia?
Yeah, I'm sure this is bring a lot of excitement for me. When I was accepted, I got information from email, and I can't believe that, because this is one of my dreams to, you know, to play and to also be a part of a big community from One Beat as well. And I think I'm so grateful and so honored to be here, and I really, really enjoy the time being here, you know.
What One Beat team are you on?
I'm in Elena and Gideon teams. We are in a blue team, but we are still searching for our name. But it will be, you know, in our team, there will be very acoustic things with mix and with electronic and noise music. So it will be very interesting to see and how it goes.
That sounds nice. I like the mix of electronic music. So what do you plan on taking back
to Indonesia when this experience is over?
I have initiated a festival, a music festival, but not only music, but it's a culture festival 2016 last year in my country. And it's called Village Festival in Kalimantan. So I gather a lot of musicians and also art performers from many provinces in Indonesia and place them in a festival at three days. So I believe because many musicians and artists from Indonesia, which is also are very talented, but they never know how to connect and they don't have network to connect with other musicians as well as with the culture, everything. So I believe that festival will be an incubator for a musician. And I popped up in mind when I came here and joined One Beat, and I've seen a lot of potential and strategies how to gather and commute a lot of people in Indonesia, because Indonesia is an island country and we have to face a lot of problems and issues, especially in how we communicate and transport. So with this kind of program from One Beat, I believe I can transfer the knowledge from here to my country to connect and how to build the understanding of the community, because I believe if we start from a small community and we started one by one building slowly but sure, I think the community from around the world will be connected to each other and we have something to say and to the world as well as a musician. So it will be my homework when I'm done here from One Beat, and I will connect maybe with that strategies with several and certain strategies and certain programs. I hope that I can build something better in my community in Indonesia.
Well, it sounds like an incredible project. Maybe some of the other One Beat fellows will join you there for that festival.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this also because, one of my friends really interested with that kind of project, because if there's any chance and also if there's any good opportunities, I can also invite One Beat and also invite other fellows to join in a festival, because I think it will be better for people to connect and to also for Indonesian people to observe what happened in outside Indonesia, and also from outside Indonesia will also learn about the community in Indonesia. So it will be very good and will bring a lot of impacts to both of the communities from outside Indonesia and Indonesia as well.
Well, Raihan, we're so excited to host you here in Jackson Hole.
Yeah, I'm so excited too. I cannot wait to perform in Jackson.
That was one of the 25 music fellows with One Beat, Raihan. He's going to be here with all the other music fellows performing tonight at the Center for the Arts. There's going to be a meet and greet with the artist at 6, and then the show will begin at 7:30. Tickets are available at the Center for the Arts box office. They're $18, and student tickets are $10. I've also got a couple tickets to give away for tonight's show, so call in now. The number is 307-733-5465. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.